Book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear lest the promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. With the help and with the grace of God, I'd like to preach to you tonight on compassed until the last. Compassed until the last. It's no secret that this day and age that we're living in is one of the most wicked generations that has ever walked the face of the earth. More and more we see iniquity as it abounds on every hand. We see men and women as they fulfill the lust of the flesh and the desires thereof. It seems that there's no law that would stop them from doing exactly as they feel that they should do. There is nothing to control the lust that they have. There is nothing to stop them from fulfilling their every desire. There's nothing to control them. They're like water without banks that runs freely. There is nothing that can say, put a stop to it right here. For every barrier that is known, every law that is known is now just nothing. Just do it. Whatever feels good. But Jesus Christ has set some men and women, the church of this day and age, on a course, on a race. We're not here just to pass time. We're not here just to have church. We're not here just to have a homecoming once a year. But Jesus Christ has set us on a glorious race. He's given us a mission. He's given us a calling. The Bible says, go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He's given us a desire to run a race. Paul likened it unto a race and he said, seeing that we are compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses. The thought there was a Colosseum. Looking at us, running a race. Saints of God that had gone on before us, watching us and cheering us on as we run this race. Those of these people that are in this world today, that are in iniquity, would like to see nothing more than us knocked off the path of this race. There is nothing that they would like to see more than us trip and fall and never rise again from this race that we are running. They would love to see us turn back and give up everything that we have worked for, everything that we have desired to see happen in our lives, every time that we have come to the church of God and desired to feel the presence of an almighty God. We have taken a step forward in this race, but they would desire to see nothing more than for us to slip and to stop running. They would like to see nothing more than the church of God close its doors and never again preach the gospel without fear and favor. The very gospel which divides the soul, pierces it, and causes them to see the debauchery that lies inside of their hearts. They would like to see nothing more than us fall out of this race. When we're fixing to run a race, we begin to train. Men that run cross country, they run for miles and miles. They train for days and days. And the whole time that they're training, the one thought in mind is that I want to cross the finish line first. If I don't succeed in nothing else, I want to cross the finish line. No matter what happens, I want to cross that mark. And the whole time that they're training, they're building their bodies. They're building their stamina that they might win this race. The whole time that they are running, they have one goal. I want to make it. I want to make it. We are compassed with a great cloud of witnesses. We are on a race that if we do not prepare to run, we surely will fall and we surely will fail. For you see, this race is not given to the swift, but the battle is not given to the strong. But this race is going to be given to those that endure to the very end. So we are in a race that we must prepare for. One thing that we're going to have to get in our mind is, no matter what happens, I will not slip. If I fall down, I'll rise again. If a runner is running across country and he happens to fall, he doesn't lay there. He gets up and he brushes himself off and he runs a little farther. And he runs a little farther. It's not always easy for some of those runners. They make it look easy. Or they look like they're gliding right along. But the whole time their bodies are saying, you need to stop. You need to lay down and quit. You can't go any further. Sometimes our spirits, while we're running this race, grow tired. Sometimes our body grows tired. And it says it's time for you to lay down. It's time for you to quit. But my Bible says, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. We can run this race. We can cross the finish line if we'll but determine in our hearts that we are going to make it. No matter what happens, we are going to make it. Hallelujah. Grit, determination, stamina, power to cross the finish line. Power to make it. Hallelujah. Christian martyrs that have gone on before us have been put to the test. They ran the race as faithful as they could run it. They did all that they could do. And finally, when the time came, the enemy saw a way that maybe he could bring them down. And he brought them under persecution. Polycarp, 86 years old, or older, brought before them, and they said, deny Christ. He said, 86 years have I served Him, and He has never done me any wrong. Hallelujah. What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that there were some men and women who had some determination that they were going to cross the finish line no matter what it cost. And they today, if I could so say, that today they are in that cloud of witnesses that are compassing us round about. And when we're about to lay down, they say, don't do it. Don't do it. You can make it. Won't you run a little farther until you cross that finish line? Great men and women of God strive their whole lives. I look at Brother Moore, Brother Collins, men that have given their lives to the ministry. They've ran the race just as faithful as you could run it. They've been tired, I'm sure. Sometimes I'm sure they've thought, man, it's just not worth it. But there was something inside of them that rose up and said, I'm going to cross that finish line doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. They had a desire in their heart to see the souls of men and women brought into the kingdom of God. And they're still in the race today. Grit. Determination. Sometimes I wonder about our lack of determination to run this race. Every little trial, every little trouble, we seem to fall on our faces. And we can't get up by ourselves. It takes someone coming over and picking us up and brushing us off. Where's our determination? Sure, you get tired. Sure, it's a struggle. It's hard to make it. But if we get determined, it won't matter. It won't matter. Determine in your heart, I will make it. For you see, there is a great reward. I said there is a great reward for those who cross the finish line. Hallelujah. There is a great reward for those that cross the finish line. Hallelujah. This mortal body grows tired. It seems like we can't go another step. We grow weary and more weary and more weary as the day goes by. We're looking towards home. We're looking towards the lights of home. And we're running a race. We're running so that we can reach that home. And you see, we don't have hope in this life only. But we have hope in a heavenly reward. When this mortal body can go no more, we shall put on immortality. This corruptible shall put on incorruption. You think that we've been in some Holy Ghost services now? Wait until we cross the finish line. Wait until some of us cross over and we take our crowns off and we lay them at the feet of Jesus. On that day, the reward shall be given. When we dwell in the presence of an almighty God, we hear the angels as they cry, "Holy is the Lord," and we sing the song of the redeemed, and we realize that we have crossed the finish line. Determined. I don't know about you, but as I've run this race, I've had many opportunities to sit down. I ain't been running this race very long. But just the short time I've been in it, I've had plenty of opportunities to sit down. I've had plenty of opportunities to turn my back on what I knew was the truth. I've had plenty of opportunities to say, "I'm not going to run anymore. It's comfortable right here." But there was something inside of me that said, "I am going to cross the finish line. No matter what it takes, I'm going to cross the finish line." I was determined. Runners get something. When they've ran a while, when they've trained a while, when they've ran as hard as they could run, they're just about to fall over. They hit something that's called their second wind. It's something just fresh, revives them. And they can run just as strong as when they first started. Hallelujah. Some of you walked into this place tonight. You're not even hardly running anymore. You're just kind of jogging. But can I tell you something? If you'll get a determination that you're not going to quit, you're going to hear a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. And God's going to send the Holy Ghost to revive you and give you your second wind and give you some more determination to run on just a little farther. To run on just a little farther, because you can make it. You can make it. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. We can make it. If you will become determined to make it. Hallelujah. An eagle is a symbol of strength and power. An eagle is not a weak animal, but an eagle symbolizes freedom, power. It's said that when an eagle is being pursued by an enemy, that he turns directly into the sun. He's the only animal that can fly directly into the sun. His pursuers will try to follow, but they become blinded by the light. And they have to turn around. While we're running this race, we will be pursued. Have no doubt. When we are running this race, we will be chased. We will be hindered. But if we'll turn directly to the sun, hallelujah. If we'll run right to the sun, nothing can follow us. Nothing can follow us. He who dwells in the shadow of the Almighty, hallelujah, as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings. Hallelujah. If you run to the sun, you cannot be pursued. Hallelujah. We have a great cloud of witnesses compassed round about. But there's one witness that sits on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. And when you're in trouble, He stands and makes intercession for you and for me. He's given us a standing ovation. One compassed about, the greatest witness of all, stands and says, you can make it. You can make it. Hallelujah. You can make it. We are living in a day when the holiness message is not popular. When a message that says live pure, live separated from sin is not popular. When you preach it, people look at you like you're strange. When you try to live it, people look at it like you're crazy. But if you'll determine in your heart that I am going to run this race like Jesus said to run it, I am determined to go through. When you become tired, He will bear you up. When you become low, He will raise you up. For He is the lifter of your head tonight. Hallelujah. Get determined. Get determined. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you determined tonight? Are you determined tonight? I'm determined to make it. With no determination, there's no reward. We lose sight of our heavenly vision. Christ intended for us to soar, to have our eyes fixed on the heavenly prize. But so many times we bring it down to the earthly. And it causes us to stumble and fall. I'd like the group to come and sing. I have hope. But you see, we have hope. We have hope. I preach longer, but my time's running short. We have hope tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the hope